your committee to meeting. Our first item on the agenda tonight, no old business. Mm-hmm. Under new business, we have proposed resolution 2304, which is Arkansas Department of Transportation grant. Do I have a motion to discuss this?
I'll move.
You got a motion? Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. All right. So, proposed resolution 2304. Counselor, do you have this in front of you? Could you speak to this? Or?
Yeah, this is something that the Department of Transportation has requested that our Corn Court pass. This is in regards to a state aid project dealing with a turning lane on Elliott Road that will be constructed here once all the financials get resolved. Essentially, as you are driving from Conway heading north, just there, Beaver Fork, Elliott Road sort of runs east-west, and so that would allow for a turning lane. In the past, often this has just been done through the judge's office, there have been times, I guess, that the Department of Transportation has sort of changed their mind, and I think with the new administration, this is something that they have passed on to the counties to try to make sure that their contractual obligations are solidified. That's all this is.
Thank you, Councilor. Any discussion? Yes.
So is this a left turn lane going south? Is that the improvement?
Yes, that's right.
What about a right turn lane potentially coming north? It's all just settling in.
Yeah, I can't speak. In fact, Mr. Anderson might be able to speak more to the road department.
In the past, that's been a very dangerous intersection. There's been some fatalities there, and most of them are because the traffic's coming south. Okay. So that's the plan. And it doesn't, to my knowledge, there's not any plans to put in a north lane.
Okay. So it's just the left turn lane going
south
down.
There's only one way to turn, and that's east.
Any other questions? Any questions from the audience? All right. So being a resolution, we'll just have a voice vote. All in favor, say aye. Aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. We'll pass this along to the full court. All right. Next item on the agenda. There are some updates from some of the updates from the Wooster Roundabout. Mr. Higgins was gracious enough to provide a new drawing that has come in over the last couple of weeks, and we have that printed off for you to look at. There's no construction underway at this point, but this is still under engineering, and that project continues to move on. And we'll come forward.
Yes, I think that is 10% rendered drawing of the completion. We've had a couple of meetings with RDOT, the city of Wooster. The mayor has provided a couple of suggestions on some design changes. RDOT and engineers and MetroPlan, I think it's actually the engineering, yes, are considering the requested changes. And then also there are some financing the project, still discussion going on. But I just wanted to give you guys an overview. There's been a lot of questions about the roundabout in Wooster and, a lot of questions. We want to make sure that you guys were up to date with what was going on.
Thank you, Mr. Higgins. Any question for Mr. Higgins?
If I may, I may be going too deep into the swamp with this. But so I'm looking at this. I mean, I'm assuming there's going to be some right-of-way acquisition that's going to need to be taken up some properties. Looks like the old gas station's going to be going away. And possibly that house on the southwest corner?
Yes, and both of those, the property owners are already aware of that. And I think that has already been arranged by the city of Wooster.
Okay, so no eminent domain by the
county,
at least on that part.
That's correct. No, all that's taken care of.
Is that part of the county share, or is that going to be
the total
city of
project?
Wooster?
So initially it was discussed to be an 80-20 project. That is still in the discussion, so it's just part of the total project cost. And then the division will be state 80. If it continues to go this way, it's still in discussion, and then the county and Wooster combined would be 20.
Okay. That's good. That's being in Conway, the roundabouts are definitely great, and that's a busy intersection, so that'll be good.
And this one, I'll just mention, is also specifically designed. There's a lot of logging trucks that go through there, plus there's traffic that tries to get around Highway 65 going through Greenbrier to get to Damascus. So this one is designed to accommodate large 18-wheelers, logging trucks, those kinds of things.
Yeah, so the middle, this intersection allows them to drive over the median.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Exactly right.
All right, thank you.
All
right. Thank you, Mr. Higgins. Next item is the update on the Mayflower Overpass. That is a DOT project, but it is nearing completion. Tom had mentioned that it was it will definitely help the flow of traffic in that area.
It will. And I visited with Roger's group today, and their part's going to be done later this month. They will open some of it to traffic, and then there has to be some other work done on another portion that will delay the total completion for a little time, but not much. They think traffic will be on it maybe the first of the month.
I'm sorry, just the planner coming out and me on some of this. So what's going to be finished initially, just the bridge and over past just past the railroad tracks?
I think it's the exit that may not be completely finished.
Okay. But the bridge and then everything over to the other side of the railroad tracks.
I believe so.
Okay. And will this be a state highway all the way to the intersection with the current 89?
I can answer that.
I'm not sure exactly your question.
What's going to happen is they're going to close it for a while because the old exit or the old entrance ramp to get on the freeway going southbound, they're going to have to fill that in because it's going to be at a higher elevation. So they're going to open the bridge all the way across both tracks. But during that time period, you're going to have to get off on 365 to get to the old highway. You won't be able to go across from the east to the west and get on 365. You'll have to get off on Main Street until they get that dirt filled in and get the pavement, because it's actually going to be a left turn off of the new bridge. It's not going to be at the same elevation that it was before. So they've got to fill that area in between during the time that they take the bridge down. Can you guys hear me okay? I'm sorry. But anyway, they say that will take about a month to complete that. So during the time, if you're coming from the east, it might actually be easier to get on 365 to just go up to the Baker Wheels exit, turn around, and come back. It might be a better option. So. Does that answer the question?
Thanks, Tom. The next item update is the water project in Valonia. Along Highway 107, I know that there is some construction going on there, laying pipe. Any idea when that project will be completed, later this year or longer than that?
No, I think it'll be completed probably, I think their estimate was within 6 months.
Okay.
Maybe sooner, assuming the weather cooperates.
Okay. Any questions on that project? The bid letting is currently underway on the Lower Ridge Road project, which is a joint project between Conway Corporation and the county. So that will be getting underway before too long once that's completed.
Yeah, that's actually the water project.
Yes.
Not a road project.
Right.
So it's
right.
For those folks that don't have water from the east side of town out down Lower Ridge Road.
Remember the gentleman that brought in the big filter last year that was really nasty? That's that project.
That's exactly right. Yes.
Correct.
Is this the art funds project?
Yep.
Okay. That was awarded last year.
Do we know when that's going to be completed, by any chance?
That was going to take a while. They don't have a date until they actually start. So.
Yeah, there's a major supply issue on development side, so for water pipes and sewer pipes right now, and that's obviously affecting Conway Corp, and it's affecting developers. So, yeah, that's unfortunately pushing all these projects back. I'm
so
sure.
A holding pattern. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. Good information.
Next update would be Parker County helped Lonoke County out in the last few weeks with the tornado damage cleanup. I know that Lonoke County back in 2011 and 14 helped us out with dump trucks and hauling debris off, and so the road department was over there for a few days helping them remove trees and debris. So any questions regarding that?
Do we have any idea on budget? how much that cost us, or anything like that?
I'm not sure. I'll let Randy or Tom answer that, but a lot of times we are reimbursed from the feds on that type of work. So
that's correct. Because of our mutual aid agreement, we are able to help them. And then once they get through with their project worksheet, they'll turn our hours in, and we should get reimbursed for it.
And I'm assuming that'll be on a report?
Yes, but I've got to tell you, that's usually a long time coming.
Okay.
It just depends on the feds and how fast they work.
Okay.
They may forget about the whole storm by the time we get up.
Gotcha. Thank you for that.
All right, so those are the updates. After this, we have Justice Strain has an announcement, so I'll turn the floor over.
I wanted to give Greg Hooten is here from Guy Water, and he has an application in with the county. I would like to ask him to make his presentation. Go ahead, Greg.
Thank you. I'm Greg Hooten with Guy Water. My mayor, Terry Williams, is here. I'm here asking for your help with our ARPA encumbered fund that you have said that you guys have. When I started this process, I met with Judge Baker last October, somewhere around there, and he said, hey, we would love to help you, but you should go to the state and see if the state can't help fund this project that you're doing. I did that, and the state did fund it at 40%. We were, you know, they deemed our application necessary and for what we needed. And I'm asking now, coming back to the county, to see if you guys would be willing to fund that other half of that project. It is for a master meter. It's for more water that I need in the southern part of my system. 60% of my water meters in my system are in the county. They're not in the city of Guy. I'm really a rural county system. This master meter would help 100% of all my customers. We benefit some from the city part of it because it's a redundancy thing. But the thing by me not putting this master meter in is it's going to stifle any growth or anything that comes in the future for Guy Water. Several of the areas in that southern part of my system have had issues getting plans through the health department because we don't have enough water coming that way. Right now, the reason we were funded at 40% of our project was the state was funding everything on a match of 50%. Guy Water was the last project chosen during that time. And with that, we were given what money was left over, we were asking for $528,000 for $1,050,000 project. The state did award us $420,000. The urgency on this is it expires May 31st if we don't get the matching funds. So that's what I'm here today to ask the quorum court to consider that. I know it's new infrastructure, but any water system that's out there is putting in new infrastructure, and you always have to be looking towards the future. I was in a quorum court meeting not long ago and heard the justices talk about all the growth in the northern part of the county, and there's a lot going on up there. I've run a small water system. I've been there for 25 years. We started, when I came in the door, we started with 200 meters, and we're over 950 now, and right now available within my system, I have over 300 lots available, and there's at least 300 lots online for future development things to come in. And so it's something that is a real issue for us. I say when I started the system, we had 200 meters. But we'd also got loans to expand into the county to help rural customers. And you know, we borrowed $1.8 million, and for a small system, if you can imagine, with 200 meters, it was quite a feat that we've come as far as we have. Any questions that anybody might have for me on that?
Yeah. How much are you asking to match?
If y'all would match what the state would do, and then it would be, Guy Water would have to pick up the whatever's left of that. So it'd be $420,000 if the state would do that, and that might make it easier for you to make a decision. You know, obviously we would, anything you could do to help us would be a thing, but my deal, obviously if I have to borrow the money or try to get it through another source, it costs my ratepayers. And right now, Guy Water's in one of the top utilities in the county for water rates. And it's just because we're such a rural system and we don't have as many customers, but I have as much lines out there.
So is it safe to say us giving money helps keep your rates down? Is that what you're looking
at? It does, yes. Yeah.
So what are the other options? You said you would borrow. What are other options out there?
The only other option I have is to borrow the money.
From?
It would be through ANRC.
Gotcha. And how is the state likely to match? Have you had a conversation with the state side of things? How are they, would they match?
Well, they've already awarded me $420,000. Okay. I've already have that part done. And that's where, like I said, when I started this process, talking to Judge Baker, and he sent me to them first. And that's what we did. I went through the engineering and got all the applications done. And they, you know, the state came out that week with a $270 million that they had in ARPA money that they were awarding to water systems. And like I said, we were one that was chosen by our application, and it was a pretty competitive application process in the way the state did that appropriations.
And do you have a deadline when you need to know this?
May 31st.
Sure. That's right. Okay.
So talking about master meter, you talk about 300 lots are sitting out there waiting right now. Are those subdivisions, potential subdivisions?
Some are.
Okay, and then 300 more lots in the future. Is this all being just planned out by the city of Guy and their ETJ?
Every water, if you're not looking to the future, you're looking behind. Okay. And so I have some that, you know, hear people talk about subdivisions that are being done, but nothing on paper yet. But I do have, you know, the lots that where some people have built a subdivision just haven't sold all the lots.
Well, so in that case, if you don't mind me asking, are there connection fees? Are the developers putting in the water lines, or is Guy Water having to do the water lines themselves?
Every subdivision comes in, they have to pay and put in 100% of the water lines.
Okay, so any new customers are putting in the water lines and connection fees and everything.
They're
so
paying the new customers.
So that should be helping your bottom line then at that point.
Yes, the new customers pay a pretty good connection fee, and then they're off the bill.
So this $420,000 you're asking for is just to help assist with current areas, not any new developments?
It will certainly help every area that we have right now. And anything that comes down the future.
Thank you.
I'll go back and say something that I inherited a system in 1998 that they never looked past next week when they laid water lines. Some of them, you guys helped me out earlier when you did appropriations in October with giving other water utilities. Guy Water got $80,000 in that we were replacing a water line under a road. I mean, it was in the middle of the road. And we were fixing to have that road asphalted. And this pipe that was put in 1970 was so brittle that it was breaking. I repaired 6 leaks within about a 200-foot span. And so thank you for that. We needed that, and it's installed and done.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming down.
You what?
Appreciate you coming down.
Thank you. And I appreciate your service.
I think we've got one
question. Question.
Yes.
So you were saying that there's approximately 300 lots that are available for
within my whole system.
Within your whole system.
Yes.
So with the main that you have in place now, how many of those lots or how much growth do you have available on the system that's in place now?
I don't I don't know if I could put a percentage on it. In the southern part of my system, every lot that's there now would be taken care of. I mean, there's not an issue with that, but there's no way I could probably add any new growth or anything that would come with that. The other issue that does come into play with this, ever since 1998 when I started with the system, Everything I do as far as the water system is also for fire flow, trying to get fire protection in all that area too. I make sure the lines are big enough to handle all that because that's as important as the water.
Any other questions from the crew?
One more question. I have a comment, though, I guess.
Yes,
I think, you know, we gave away millions of dollars, some of these projects that we funded, or we fully funded them, and Guy and some of the other cities that have applied for these funds have gone above and beyond and got a percentage of the money, and that was my hope from the beginning, that we would be able to do matching funds to be able to stretch this money out. I think if we would have done that earlier on, we would still have plenty of money to fund this. And so I'm in favor of this project. I think potable water in the county is one of the biggest concerns that I think we need to have, because if we don't have water, the county's not going to grow. Who's going to come here if they can't get a well and get good water and get city water? I mean, it's just, I think it's essential to the growth of our county. I would like to, I know we don't have an ordinance for this yet, but maybe I can work with Phil and get an ordinance going on this one, and I'd like to make a motion that we send it on to the Budget and Finance Committee. If the Budget and Finance Committee, I did talk to Tyler earlier, he indicated that they might be able to meet before the next Quorum Court meeting, and maybe a few minutes before the meeting. If they're willing to do that, then I would like to make a motion we send it to the Budget and Finance Committee. Of course, Tyler, I think, walked out, I don't know, so. But I think he's agreeable to do that.
Do we need an ordinance first? I think we would need an ordinance first.
Needs a strong word. I mean, yes, normally we always require a written ordinance that has a number that's been published, that's put on the agenda, just for a sake of transparency, so that people can see what's being voted on, have the opportunity to come during public comment and make comments. But in this particular case, it's up to the committee. Y'all can decide to basically send a basically a motion to the Budget and Finance Committee to at least look at a proposed ordinance. If you do make that motion, I would just encourage you to agree on a number, the dollar amount that you would want to put in that ordinance, because I think that's in some ways unfair to the Budget and Finance Committee to deal with the heavy lifting of how much the Infrastructure Committee believes should be appropriated in that matter. It's really the Budget and Finance's duty to decide whether there's appropriate funds or whether we have enough money to fund that request, if that makes sense. Much like the Personnel Committee. So that's the point you're at. Normally, yes, you would want a written ordinance with an ordinance number.
Do we need the ARP application with that as well? Like we did every other project?
Absolutely. Just like every other project, we'd include the ARP application with that.
Do you have that ready?
The amount?
And the project application.
Well, I think Greg's got it. I assume you do, Greg.
I guess procedurally, has an application been turned into the county judge's office?
Yes.
Standards.
Yes, application absolutely was turned into the county judge's office.
Thank you.
Well, I'd like to make a motion that we, I would sponsor that ordinance, and I think the matching, let's just match what the state's giving him. I think it'd be a little more palatable since money is really tight here at the end, and will allow them to move forward. Is that wrong?
That's your motion, so please.
No. I don't want to interrupt, so please make your motion.
Well, and the problem is we have a deadline. They have a deadline. If we don't meet before the next Quorum Court meeting, then I assume they're going to lose that money because they've got till the end of the month. So this is not normal procedure like Phil said, but I don't feel like we have an option if we're going to try to help them move forward with this. So that's my motion, if I can get a second. Was that intelligible?
No, what's the
okay.
Is that a motion?
Motion. Yes, sir. Yeah, of course.
Basically, it's a motion to approve a request to the Budget and Finance Committee for $420,000 of ARP funds.
Correct.
Okay. And with that said, and obviously it would need a second, it need to be voted on, but I just want to make sure this committee understands that we're almost to the end of what's been referenced as our encumbered funds of the $24 million that we received. We've appropriated essentially about 12 and a half of that, and we've also had discussions about the $10 million of lost revenue and how the different projects that can be used for that. So all that to say is we're starting to get to the very last part of the restricted funds, and just make sure, I can't tell you off the top of my head what that figure is, but it's getting tight, and if you start appropriating $420,000, it gets even tighter.
Don't we need a second before we keep moving? Did we get a second? So I didn't get one down.
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. Okay. All right, the floor is open for discussion now. So at this point, I completely oppose this motion. Last month, everybody sat in here and listened to Judge Dodson's vision for the county. He has a plan. He has put together a lot of work. And if we move forward with this, what are we going to take? Who are we going to take away money from? Are we going to cut from the animal shelter? Are we going to cut from the fire departments, the PSAP, the jail? Any other emergencies that the county might have? And here's why I oppose it. Because for 9 years that I've sat on this court, Ms. Clausen has been coming in here month in and month out trying to get this animal shelter off the ground. Now, God has a good ask. I don't oppose that in itself. But we're running out of money. And it's in my district. I would love to get it. But there's other needs that we as justices of the peace must consider. We weren't elected to the Guy Water Board. We were elected to the Faulkner County Quorum Court. And last year, I brought Guy Water to this court 3 times. And the second time was for 5 houses that had lost their well water because of a rock quarry that went in. And it was voted down. These people were trucking water in. And Justice Stray, you voted against it. So that's what...
But it went through later.
It did go through, but I had to bring it back. So I'm willing to fight for it if there's people without water. But we're talking about future development here. There's nobody out of water looking to hook up right now. These are new projects. We've got projects all over the county. And I don't oppose it, but we are... What are we going to cut? We all just heard Mr. Sanson, money is starting to look tight. Where we know that departments will be coming, requesting more money later this year. So that's why I oppose it. I mean, it is in my district. It would put my district, one, well over the average of $1.5 million that the other JP districts got, which I know was a very sticking point last year during the debate. So we have that to go through if we get this back to the full court. I don't oppose this if once we fund everything else that we have. Again, this is future development. There's not people that are coming in here with nasty water filters or telling us how big of a trailer they're trucking in water. It's for new subdivisions, which is good. We need that. There is a massive need for water projects in this county. And in Central Arkansas. But the problem with is we are running out of money. And we've got to make hard decisions on that. So that's why I would oppose this.
I wonder if the question could be answered either by county attorney or county treasurer's here. How many more projects do we have? And this may not be the right committee for that, so I'm certainly open to a professional mouth. But what projects we have to pick from beyond this one?
To answer your question, one, we don't know all the projects because we continue to receive applications. Even this week, we received a new application that involves the county museum that is likely to come up next month. In addition to that, we have probably a half dozen different projects that have been received, meaning requests for ARP funds have been received, that had not been discussed yet in any committee. That includes a lot of nonprofits. So not only are we talking now museum, but now we're talking senior citizen center. Council on Aging has a request to help purchase a piece of property. We have fire departments individually. There's a request from Greenbrier. There's a request from Saltillo. Not to mention just the entire fire department radio issue that County Administrator Higgins is working on right now. That's a rather large request that we still kind of need to work through. We also, there's a handful other I'm sure that I'm not remembering. They're all, every application would be on the website, but there's still a handful out there that, that still have some vetting to do.
Point taken. Thank you, sir.
Any other discussion?
Could you restate what the motion is?
Go ahead.
I just made a motion that we send, that we hopefully with the attorney's help will develop a an ordinance and send it to the Budget and Finance Committee. And that's my primary point with this whole thing, is I think this is an important enough project that it needs to be heard by the Budget and Finance and the whole Quorum Court. That's just what I'm hoping. I mean, if they shoot it down, they shoot it down, but I think it's important enough we need to take a serious look at it. And there are financial issues to consider, but I think this is an important project. So I just want to see it discussed in other two committees and go before the court, or in the other committee and go before the court. That's all.
And did you state in that motion when you want this to be presented before the Budget and Finance Committee?
I talked to Tyler, and he indicated that he would try to have a meeting prior to the next Quorum Court meeting.
Want to try?
What's that?
He said he would try. He asked if he would try. He didn't commit to it, is what he asked.
And one other issue is we also had Deliver Hope, which was a nonprofit that was heard by the Courts and Public Safety, and that was forwarded to Budget and Finance. And Justice Lohofsky doesn't appear to be here, and I don't want to really speak for him, but my understanding is he still plans to take that up, but wanted to take that up once we were ready to kind of finalize the discussion on ARP spending. And so this may complicate the matter a little bit, because if we're talking about having a final discussion, there are certainly some projects that may not be included in that final discussion if we're talking about a meeting that's happening next Tuesday. And like I said, I'm not speaking for or against. I just want to make sure y'all are informed.
Justice Cummings, do you have a question?
I was just wondering if we could get ALP Administrator Mr. Anderson or Mr. Higgins to address their concerns with this, or if there is concerns, or how this would affect the judge's plans and what y'all have been working on.
I heard my name mentioned, but I didn't hear the question.
I just was saying that I'd like to get y'all's input on how this might impact the judge's plan that y'all presented and y'all been working on for these last few months.
Yeah. Excuse me. So honestly, excuse me while I create static, but hopefully y'all can hear me.
Yes, sir.
Honestly, the plan that I presented really was geared toward the $10 million of unencumbered or lost revenue replacement. I tried to stay away from the remaining encumbered funds. I think, you know, honestly, as our county attorney has pointed out, it's come down to the end. I think you're going to have to make choices about where do you put this remaining money. So I have not heard the figures of exactly how much money is left from the encumbered funds.
1.7. Not appropriate.
1.7 not appropriated. I think there has been a discussion about the volunteer fire departments. I think there's great, including me and my administration, sees the great need for, you know, we got this ARP money. We've got all these volunteer fire departments out here. We need to support them with some of these funds. Randy, our county administrator, Randy Higgins, has been working on communications plan that we feel is a great solution
an expenditure of funds for our volunteer fire departments that would provide benefits really countywide, not only to volunteer fire departments, but also to county administration during times of emergency. I mean, it's good old standby. It's airway radio that's not dependent upon AWIN, which so to provide actually multiple layers of benefits to our citizens, primarily through the fire department. So they've all got comms and got dependable radio that we manage, to be frank, with mostly with resources we already have in place. So we think that's a really good use of those monies. Anyway, that's going to be, not to put Randy on the spot, $700,000. So if we've got 1.4.
1.4, I said 1.7, it's 1.4.
Okay, so 1.4 million. I would recommend that you spend the first $700,000 on that. I mean, I'll just go on the record here today. Because that impacts the entire county, all of our underfunded volunteer fire departments, very well known, they really struggle for resources and funding. I think it's a great expenditure for that. And then Coho, I believe, has a request. Has that been considered yet?
Deliver Hope.
Deliver Hope. I said Coho.
For what?
I've got an appointment with Coho. Deliver Hope has been, has that been considered yet by the full court?
Not yet. It's only gone through courts and public safety.
Okay. So, but it's been recommended?
To the budget finance.
Okay. I'll get my timing right. But that is, I think, around $100,000. So that's going to be 800 of the 1.4. So that's leaving you 600 or so. And, you know, give or take, understand that those may float a little bit. I'm just giving you an idea. And so that's going to leave around 600,000. I know that there are requests out there that have not yet been sponsored or considered, and I'm not sure if they had a thumbs down or if they've just died without sponsorship before a committee. But what I would say is, while I love this project, and I told Mr. Hooten and the mayor both that I would support it several months ago, and I still do to a degree, I'd support the project, but I'm a realist and understand you're running out of money. I don't propose to sit here in front of your committee today and say, here's how you need to spend this dime, that dime, and the other dime. What I do know is that it's probably time to start thinking about saying, look, this is all the money we have left. These are the requests. We're not considering this, this, or this. We need to spend this money, including whether or not you decide you need to hold some back in case there are overages on projects that you have approved expenditures for or obligated money toward, which is something for the court to consider, perhaps this committee too, but certainly the Budget and Finance Committee, whether that's healthy, what makes sense, and at least make an informed decision on that. Or if you want to just obligate it all, and if somebody's project runs over, then be on them or cut the project back or whatever. They're all going to vary, right? So those are the considerations for the remaining, what looks to be probably $600,000. We don't have a magic wand or crystal ball here to know what is the perfect way to approach that. Whether that be, okay, if we've got really three valid requests remaining, or I shouldn't say valid, but the three worthiest projects, or the two, or the one, or the five, and we have 600,000, you should make a reasoned decision as to whether or not to give each one of them $115,000 each, or evenly across the board, or $100,000, or $50,000, or $200,000. But that should be an informed decision rather than waiting to hit that wall and say, you know what, we had some other valid requests, and realize, you know, we probably should have considered them all together at one final meeting. And I'm not saying a deadline. I think there's been more than one deadline set for applications, which has kind of fallen by the wayside. I'm really suggesting that you consider a final meeting as a quorum court, not necessarily just this committee, just kind of sua sponte right here on the spot. I'm suggesting that you take a whole view of the remaining encumbered funds that you have. The $1.4 million, you know, you've got a $700,000 request for volunteer radios. You've got $100,000 that has already been approved and sent to the full court or the budget committee from Courts of Public Safety for Deliver Hope. Deliver Hope. I think a $10,000 request is either already approved or likely to come from Greenbrier Fire Department for a commonly used turnout gear washing machine that several departments can use for their fire departments. I didn't mention that earlier, but I know that that's coming or going to come. It's probably good use of that money. It's $10,000. It's how they wash their turnout gear, as I understand it. I'm out of my league talking about that stuff. But those are, I mean, just like this water, which I am on record as saying is a good request. I love it from the economic development standpoint. It helps fund our schools. It helps development. It helps all of the above. Very valid request. But at the same time, so are the volunteer fire departments. So are the other remaining requests that have not yet either been sponsored and approved and forwarded on or not. But I'm suggesting that we take a holistic vote or look at the remaining monies and all the requests that are here and have one final obligation of that money, which may include a set aside or a holdback for, if you deem appropriate, with full court deems appropriate, at the end of the day, to hold some back in case there are some overages due to inflation and work shortages and all of the above. Having said all that, I know there are a number of applications that have been made that have not been considered, and I'm not here today to, you know, cast judgment on whether or not the ballot can tell you what they are. I just know they're out there. That's probably a long-winded answer, but it's things that I felt needed to be said. I wish we had an unlimited supply of money. What even complicates this matter is just as Strain knows and has said is if they're under a deadline, they're going to lose some matching money. I don't know that, you know, you say, look, we can do this today, or no, we can't do this, and we hate that you're going to lose some money. Matching funds from the state. You know, I mean, honestly, I don't have a good feel for that at this point. And I'll be happy to take any other questions.
So time-wise, is there even enough time for us to get a picture of the overall what's the other applications before Tuesday, before this deadline?
No, not this would be the only one you could do before then because nothing else has been before either, of course, the public safety or
gathering the applications to look at as a whole.
You know, our attorney can, you know, or maybe Tom or Randy can fill in the gaps for me, but I know there have been applications. Anybody can make an application, right? But they've not all been before a committee, and I'm not sure. I heard Phil say that they're all on the website, so they've been received. Whatever's been received is there. But the answer to your question is there's nothing else before these committees, and so there's nothing that can be vetted by the two committee approach to ARP appropriation.
Just because, if I may, also, for the last 2 years, the Quorum Court has appropriated a significant sum to help pay for the mental health program through the Sheriff's Department as well, and we haven't appropriated anything for future years at all. So once again, when we're talking about programs, it's not just from the applications that we've received, it's also potentially from the ones we have received, meaning no one hears from the Sheriff's Department today, but I would suspect that Sheriff Riles would be one of the first ones to say, hey, this is still going to be a need going into 2024 or 2025.
How long do we have to spend the money?
It sucks.
It's going to be obligated by the end of next year and spent by the end of 26.
And so, I mean, there could be county needs come up that we don't yet know about, too, that may fall into the unencumbered funds. It might be smart to hold a reserve back for just in case.
Chair,
any other questions?
Any other questions of me?
Thank you, Jeff.
This may be a question for Tom, if he doesn't mind. All these infrastructure projects, water, sewer projects, do we know how many of them had matching funds from ANRC previously? I know last year, and this is when I was just a citizen and not a JP, I was all over Justice Lahowski and Kendricks on some of these projects, how they were not really putting any skin in the game. And I agree with Justin Knight, this is a very last-second one. But, I mean, this Quorum Court was handing out millions
in infrastructure with I believe none of them had any matching funds to go with. That's it. That's, to be honest, that's the only reason I'm supporting this one and seconded the motion, is because, like the Lake Conway project, they're willing to put some skin in the game and have some matching funds in it. Do you know offhand if any of these other projects that had matching funds?
As you said, the Lake Conway sewer project does. Greenbrier sewer project has matching funds as well. I'll have to double check.
Mayflower also had matching funds. They wasn't total matching, but they had raised funds.
It's my understanding that Mayflower applied for state funds, and they're on they have until the state has until the end of May deadline, and if everybody doesn't claim their money, I think Mayflower is the next in line to get money.
That is additional money. When I brought the ordinance originally, they had raised about $600,000.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate that. Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of extra funds probably that's going to come available after May 31st. I know a regional city that I currently work for is probably not going to be able to have a project funded fully, so I would say there's probably going to be some extra funds there. Now, how the state distributes it, I don't know, but again, I agree with Justin and I. This is the very last second thing. It probably should have come in previously. I think if we were to approve the full amount, the core court, I think that would put Guy Water roughly around $700,000 in our funds from the other two projects plus this one. But just because of the matching funds, that's the only reason I seconded the motion. And if it makes it to full court, great. If not, I mean, obviously it's a last second effort.
Yes.
I think one thing is, not only do we need water and for development, I mean, that's all important, but one thing about this project is we're going to basically get $850,000 worth of result for $420,000 investment on our part, because they've got that other money. If we don't do something, they're going to lose the $420,000, and who knows, you know, if they'll ever get that back, or if, you know, how this project is going to proceed from there. But I just think that it's kind of almost like negligence on our part if we don't at least consider it. And that's just kind of where I'm at with it. So.
Any other questions?
I have a question. Mr. Gary? Was that your name, Mr. Gary?
Great.
Oh, man, my hand already served. Just for the record, this isn't to help people get water. Like, there's no one not having water.
That's
right?
Correct.
So this is more of an expansion and futuristic decision? Would you do it that way?
Well, yes, it is, but to me, there's more way. I wouldn't be doing my job as you guys wouldn't be doing your jobs if you're not looking towards the future. And that's the whole reason that I started looking at this project, and when I did, the need was there for any of that. And you know, I have the way I look at it, you guys have the way you look at it, and I'm biased, I know I am. But the biggest beneficiary from this is Faulkner County and Greenbrier Schools. You know, because as people build new houses, you know, their tax revenue is going to be coming into the county and the schools. We're talking about all these other projects you want to pay for. These projects are going to be the ones paying for them down the years. And that's my point that I would like to point out, too, that why it's so important. I know there's a lot of emphasis being put on new infrastructure. Well, I guarantee every other these other water projects going on are all, it's new infrastructure. Even they may be rehabbing tanks so they work better doing all that. But as far as part of a water system, you're replacing lines, they're probably upgrading the lines and doing everything they need for new infrastructure. So all that plays into, you know, the decisions that I make and that you got to make. And that's where that is.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks, Greg.
I would like to say, in defense of Mr. Greg, that this isn't the last minute. He's been here month after month pursuing this.
Sure.
That, I mean, it's not something he just brought last minute. But, I mean, so I appreciate
and my application came in. It was in November.
Yeah, okay.
I did ask for more money, and then I redid the whole application and just asked after I was given the two things that Justin Knight went to bat for us on, thank you. And then I reduced everything, took everything else out of it, and just asked for this project. And that's where we're at.
Well, another thing to talk about is, just because this money doesn't come from here, doesn't mean you can't come from somewhere. You did mention you couldn't borrow the money. There's an option. It may not be a desirable option. It may not even be a feasible option, but it is an option that there's money in other places that could.
All right.
Justin, if I could, I think I would like to emphasize there, it's very significant what he said, is that when these houses are built, it adds to our tax base, and that money, we do have a payback from this, you know, so I think it's a good investment. Thank you.
Any other questions from the members of the committee? All right, let's call the vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Did we have enough to pass it to Budget and Finance?
Two ayes. This is Tyler. Are you voting for or against?
Against.
It doesn't have enough to pass.
Motion fails. All right. With that, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.